Parents of kids with rare cancers in Franklin hope a recently funded law will help them determine the cause. Trevor's Law aims to update the federal guidelines for investigating cancer clusters. In the second part of our series on this issue, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports it's unclear if the law will do what the parents hope it will do.
How is it not a cancer cluster? Okay. If you can't give me a number that is, how can you give me one that's not?
That's Stacey Davidson of the group If It Was Your Child at a forum with the Indiana State Department of Health in August. She and other parents didn't believe the department when it said it found no evidence of a cancer cluster in Franklin. More than 20 children in Franklin have been diagnosed with blood and brain cancers. But they're not all the same specific type, which is what health officials usually look for in a cluster. That's where Trevor's Law comes in. It directs the federal government to develop criteria for designating cancer clusters and update its guidelines for investigating them. Here's Davidson at the forum.
Under Trevor's Law, we would absolutely have a cancer cluster in Franklin if you guys would utilize it.
At the end of the day, what my job is about are the 6.6 million plus Hoosiers.
Before he left office, former U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly tried to implement the law and asked the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services what he had to do to make that happen.
And they said, well, we need to have a funding stream for it, too. This is in an agency with billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Donnelly helped pass a $1 million provision to fund the law. Now, the government can choose to use it in any number of ways. But will any of those help find the cause of cancers in Franklin? Jeff Engel is the executive director of the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists. We reached him through Skype.
We, in public health, very rarely find environmental or causal relationships.
He says all cancer clusters are real, but some of them are random. Engel explains something called the fallacy of the Texas sharpshooter, where a cowboy randomly fires bullets into the side of a barn.
So then he goes up and draws a circle around where most of the holes are and says, see what a sharpshooter I am?
Engel says it's hard for health experts to determine whether a cluster is random or meaningful. Even two people living in the same house could have very different exposures to toxins during the course of their day. So while Trevor's Law could change the definition of a meaningful cluster, Engel says that's no guarantee that it'll make it easier to assign a cause. He says it could improve the way health officials track cancers and better communicate with residents. Engel says state health departments could always use more help there.
You're entering a community that's already upset, often angry, and the worst thing to do is to come in and think that you know more than they do and appear to be dismissive.
Though the state departments of health and environmental management say they've responded to residents' concerns, Carrie Reinhart says she and other parents have been dismissed almost every step of the way by state, local, and even federal officials. Reinhart, who lost her daughter to cancer, wonders what officials think she's getting out of this fight.
What do I win from this? Like, what do I gain? Like, I will never win this battle. Even if they clean up every drop of TCE and another child is never exposed, for me and my life and my child, that will never be a win.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control declined to be interviewed for this story. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.